Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning, and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and this morning we are going to continue on the series, Just Wait. This is only the setup. We began this series last week, and we are going to be in Ruth chapter 3 for this month. And we began this series on Just Wait. This is only the setup because we are at a place and a time where God is getting ready to walk us into this next step that he has for us to walk into. But sometimes when we look where we have come from and when we measure that by where we are, we can think that we are actually in that place that God has us to be in, that place of full purpose right now. But I've come to remind you this month that where you are right now is only the setup. Just wait a minute. It may be good, but greater is coming. And so what we are talking about this month is that in-between time, that time frame from where you are in the middle of where you have begun into where you are going. And we have been in the book of Ruth this past couple of months. And I just kept thinking about Ruth and how if we can think about where Ruth had come from, she had come from her own country. And so she decided to go with her mother-in-law back to Bethlehem after her husband had died, her father-in-law, her husband had died, and also her brother-in-law. And so Ruth decided to leave her own country to go with her mother-in-law. She accepted her people and she accepted her God. Upon them getting there, there was talk in the town, and there was this new woman that was there with Naomi, and people hardly recognized Naomi. Ruth, in her humbleness, decided that she wanted to go and find favor and glean in someone else's field. And so as Ruth was gleaning in someone else's field, she was noticed by Boaz, who was a kinsman of her husband, which at the time she didn't know. And she found favor in their eyes. And so they allowed her to glean, but then they took it up a notch and told their harvesters to leave some stalks for her, not just to let her glean the extras, the stuff that falls down, but to leave her some stalks so that she can have more. And then to take it a step further, he also invited her to his table to have dinner with him. And then even after that, she had leftovers from her dinner, which she was able to take back to her mother-in-law, Naomi. So not only had Ruth left her country, she had come to a place to where she had began to become, and she was beginning to become more and more blessed. And that's how it is sometimes in our lives. We can start from one place, and it seems as though we have nothing. And then we're moving along, and God continues to bless us because we're humble and we're walking through the process that he has for us to walk in. But just wait. This is only the setup. This is only the setup for Ruth. Ruth has not completely fulfilled the purpose that God has for her. And so Ruth is continuing. She's continuing to go through this process. And I want us to be reminded today that God is blessing you. What you are going through is real. This is what God has for you. But just wait. This is only the setup. This is only the in-between. Don't mistake good for great, because what you are going through right now, you are getting ready to see far more greater than you have seen in this season today. And I pray that as these scripture texts come to you, these teachings come to you, that you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your situation. Allow him to speak to what he is doing in your life. Allow him to speak to where he is taking you. Ask him for wisdom after listening to these teachings. Ask him to speak to you personally. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our personal situation so that we can make sure that we are doing exactly what he wants us to do. And so this morning we are going to continue in Ruth chapter 3. Last week we started and we talked about while we're in this setup stage, we have to know that we have limitations. There's some limitations that we have. There's just some things that we cannot do. And so there's some things that we have to allow other people to do. And then we also have to know our resources. We have to know where our resources come from. We have to, number one, recognize that God is the source, and the source provides the resources. So we cannot get it twisted and think that the resources are the source, because all resources that come our way are not from the source. And so we have to make sure that the resources that we are obtaining are the resources that the Lord has for us to obtain. And we have to be able to recognize when we can't provide ourselves the resources, we have to go to Him instead of trying to make things happen on our own. Because He already has it set up. He has it set up. He has everything that we need, but sometimes we just need to fall back and watch Him work and let Him do what He does. Then we talked about knowing that our appearance matters in this setup. You don't know when the Lord will open the door for you to walk into the very thing that He has for you to walk in. And so our appearance, not just physically, but our spiritual appearance also, we have to be ready. We have to be dressed. We have to be clothed and ready to do what God has called for us to do. But then not only that, we also talked about knowing that our obedience matters. We have to follow the process. We have to follow each and every step of the way. We have to follow each and every directive that is given to us. It's imperative that we follow the directives, because if we don't follow the directives, then it's like we're saying that we can move forward and go in the direction that we want to go in rather than going in the direction that God has for us to go in. And so we have to make sure that we are going through and following the directives that are given to us so that we can fulfill the purpose that God has for us. And so that brings us to verse 7 through 9 this morning. Naomi had told Ruth last week, she told her that she wanted her to be able to find rest. She wanted her to be able to find a home. She wanted to be able to find a home for her where she could be well provided for. And so she acknowledged and told Ruth that Boaz, he was their kinsman redeemer, meaning since her husband had died, that she was obligated, or he was obligated, and could marry her. He would be able to take Ruth as his wife as well as their belongings, and they would be able to carry on the family name. And so what Naomi thought was over for her in the beginning, it could very well just be beginning. And so we're going to talk about some things today. We just have 2 points that we're going to go over this morning, and I want us to make sure that we are truly listening to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us as we are going through these verses. It says in verse 7, when Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirit, he went over to lie down at the far end of the grain pile. Ruth approached quietly, uncovered his feet, and lay down. In the middle of the night, something startled the man, and he turned and discovered a woman lying at his feet. Now, remember last week, Naomi gave Ruth the directive. She told her to wash and perfume herself, put on your best clothes, then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know that you are there until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, note the place where he is lying, then go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do. And so that leads us to today's verses. And so when we are in that setup position, when we are waiting on what God has for us, when we are watching and when we are in a position where we are ready, we have to watch our approach. We have to watch our approach. We have to make sure. It says that Ruth approached quietly. She approached quietly and uncovered his feet and laid down. We have to make sure that we are watching our approach, because our approach is the introduction to what else will happen after that. Sometimes when we are approaching things, we are approaching things in the wrong way, and so it will cause the whole situation to become out of whack. If Ruth had not listened to the directives that her mother-in-law gave her, there's no telling how she would have approached. But because she was obedient in what her mother-in-law told her to do, she knew how to approach, and she approached quietly. She did not show herself to everyone else that was there because, again, he was at the threshing floor. There were other people that were there, but she approached her. She approached him quietly. She was not loud. She was not obnoxious. She was not making Facebook statuses. She was not tweeting it. She was not telling her friends. She was not telling anyone else that was in the country, but she approached him quietly. And sometimes when we are in that setup position, when we are waiting to walk into our destiny, we are telling too many people what we are doing. Our approach is wrong because we're broadcasting it to everyone else before we even do it. And then when we're wondering why things are messing up, because we are approaching things in the wrong manner. Sometimes things are just between you and God. And what God is doing in your life right now, we have no room for any error. We have to watch how we are approaching things. We have to watch how we are approaching people. Some of these people that we are approaching, that we are coming across, can be the very people that God is using to open the door that you need to get into the next part of your journey. And so we have to watch our approach regardless of where we are. We have to make sure that we are watching our approach when we are approaching God. We have to make sure that we are approaching him in a humble manner and that we are making our requests known to him. We have to make sure that our approach is the approach that we want to, that we want others to see, that they are able to see that it is Christ living within us. Our approach to situations will help us to determine the end. Sometimes we approach situations wrong. We approach situations with the wrong mindset. We approach situations with the wrong attitude. And so it makes situations worse. When she approached him quietly, she approached him quietly and she uncovered his feet and lay down. She didn't lay down beside him. She uncovered his feet and lay down beside his feet as her mother-in-law told her to. When you lay at somebody's feet, that's showing a symbol of humbleness. It also shows a symbol of intimacy. However, if it was a sexual type of intimacy that she was showing, I'm sure she would have laid beside him. But sometimes we have to get to the place to where we are humble enough to lay at the feet of Jesus and ask him, was my approach correct? Because everyone's approach is not correct. We can be saying the right thing, but our approach is all wrong. We can be doing the right thing, but our approach can be wrong. We can look the right way, and our approach can be wrong. But she approached him quietly. She was obedient, and she approached him quietly and uncovered his feet, so much so that he did not even realize that she was there into the middle of the night. Sometimes our presence does not have to be known to everyone. Everyone does not need to know that we are involved in something. Everyone does not need to know where we are. Everyone does not need to know what we are doing or how we are doing it. Everyone does not need to know what we have. But the people that should know, when they do know what you have, your approach to what you are telling them, your approach to what they are seeing in you, should be that one of which you are obedient to the words of Christ, the words that is in the book that he has given us to lead us and guide us, the words that is in us, his Holy Spirit that is in us, that is leading us and guiding us. And they should be able to tell by our approach that we are living for God, that we are living for Jesus, that the Holy Spirit is in us, leading us and guiding us. And so we have to watch our approach in this setup season. Some of us, we don't recognize or realize that we are in certain positions of setup. And so when we don't recognize or realize we are in that position, sometimes we can mess things up. And so we have to make sure that we are staying aligned with the Lord and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us, because where you are now may very well be the springboard to your future. And you may not even realize it. Some of us are on the job and we are going through different things and we are realizing or acknowledging that things have gotten tough. But how are you approaching that situation? Some of our home lives have gotten tough. But how are you approaching the situation? Some of our children are acting crazy and acting out of whack. How are you approaching that situation? Some of our marriages are getting out of whack. How are you approaching that situation? Are you approaching the situation loud and obnoxious? Or are you approaching that situation quietly in the Spirit of God and doing what he has called for you to do? We have to watch our approach on things. Some things are not even meant for us to approach. Just because you have something to say doesn't mean you should say it. But we have to get to the place to where we are watching our approach. Our approach is everything. Our approach is everything. Our approach is everything. And the first part of the title of the series is Just Wait. And it's Just Wait because sometimes we can get in a rush and think we're there, and we're not. And so sometimes we can approach something too early. But what we have to do is we have to make sure that we are aligned with the Holy Spirit and allowing Him to lead us and guide us. We have to wait and watch our approach. We have to wait and make sure that we are doing what God has called for us to do. We cannot take matters into our own hands. And sometimes we need guidance. We cannot do this on our own. Sometimes we need the guidance of someone else. Sometimes we need someone to lead us and guide us, regardless of what level we are on. I was watching Praise the Lord last week, I think it was, and Bishop Jakes, as well as R.A. Vernon, Pastor R.A. Vernon from Cleveland were on there. And they were talking, and they were talking about how they were talking about their spiritual fathers. And they were talking about, Pastor Vernon said something in the nature of, people tell him that he needs to change who his spiritual father is because his ministry is growing and getting bigger, and he's going places that his spiritual father didn't go. And so Bishop Jakes chimed in and started laughing and said, I don't even want to touch on that subject, but he said that some people say that, that have said that to him about his spiritual father. And so they acknowledge that it, regardless of where God has taken me, I'm not too big to stay humble enough to stay under the covering that the Lord has given me. Regardless of where the Lord has taken me, I am humble enough to know that the Lord has placed me under these people. And I thought that was very, very interesting. Because a lot of times when we get to a particular place, we begin to approach different things differently. We begin to look at ourselves a little bit more higher, or God is doing greater things in our lives. But that doesn't mean that you just change everything around you. You have to watch your approach with things. You can't approach people differently because God is taking you higher. And I can't even say it seems like He's taking you higher, because God is taking some of us higher. But that doesn't mean that we begin to neglect different things that He has placed in our lives. Just because God is blessing me with a ministry of my own doesn't mean that I neglect the ministry that God has for me to do at my local church. And so we have to make sure that when we are doing things, we have to watch our approach. Our approach is everything. And we have to make sure that we are watching, even with personal ministries outside of our local church, we have to make sure we are watching what we are doing and how we are doing it, that we aren't neglecting those things. Because God places people over us. He places people over us, and He has people over us to assist us. That's what the body of Christ is all about. He did not push us out there or leave us out there to be idle. And so Ruth acknowledged that Naomi was assisting her to get to where she was going. Naomi could not give her what she needed, but Naomi knew how to prepare her to get her what she needed. And some of us have stepped outside of the person, or outside of the arena of the person that God is using to prepare us to get us what we need. And because we have done that, we are going to be on pause. But we have to get with God, and we have to repent, and we have to ask Him to lead us back to where He has for us to go. Ruth acknowledged she was in someone else's country. She did not have all of the answers. She was in an environment that she knew nothing about. She was in a culture that she knew nothing about. And so Naomi, her mother-in-law, acknowledged, number one, what Ruth needed, and number two, she was directing her on how to get it. She was getting her through this setup process. She was getting her through this setup process, and I don't even know if Ruth even realized the fullness of what was getting ready to happen. And so we have to make sure that we are not stepping outside of the covering, outside of the guidance that the Lord is giving us as He is taking us into this next level. And so, yes, this is only the setup. God is doing greater, but we still have to make sure that we are obedient and walking in what He has for us to walk in. So let's look at verse 9. So when he woke up in the middle of the night and he was startled, he turned and discovered that there was a woman lying at his feet. That's part of verse 8. And he said, "Who are you?" She said, "I am your servant Ruth. Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer." So when we are in the setup season, when we are in that setup, when we are waiting for God to do what He has for us to do, we have to watch our approach, but we also have to make our request known. I love the fact that he said, who are you? And she said, I am your servant, Ruth. She did not say, I am your wife. She did not say, I am the one that gleans in your. She acknowledged that she was a servant. And so when we come and make it, and when we are making our request known, we have to acknowledge who we are. We have to acknowledge that we are servants in this thing. We are not in control of what is getting ready to happen, whether we are in the setup, the pre-setup, or whether we are walking in what God has for us to do. We have to acknowledge that we are the servants here. And so acknowledging that she was a servant, she made her request known to him. She said, spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer. And so spreading up of one's garment symbolizes that they wanted to enter into marriage. She was letting him know that she wanted him to enter into that marriage agreement with her. And not just him, it was because he was their kinsman redeemer. He was that person that was able to continue that family line on. And she needed that protection. And when she laid at his feet, she was humble and honorable in her request and how she did it. And so when we are going to God, we have to make our request known. When we are going through that process, when the Lord is leading us through each and every step of the way, we have to continually make our request known. We have to acknowledge that we are a servant. So when we humbly enter into his presence, he will be able to hear what we are saying. But when we go into his presence any old kind of way, we cannot go into God's presence any old kind of way. We have to go in his presence humbly and honorable, acknowledging that we are not worthy to be in his presence, but because he chose us, we are able to. And so we have to make our requests known in this season. We cannot just sit around complaining and waiting and trying to figure out what God is trying to do. We are able to ask questions. But in the midst of asking questions, we have to keep on moving and doing the last thing the Lord has told us to do while we're waiting for an answer. We have to make sure that we are staying aligned with what God is calling us to do. Although we are in the middle, we are in the in-between, we are getting ready to walk into what God has for us, there are still some things that we need to continue to do. We need to sharpen up on our appearance. We need to sharpen up on our obedience. We need to sharpen up on spending time with God. We need to sharpen up on prayer. We need to sharpen up on watching our approach. We need to sharpen up on our mouths. We need to sharpen up on how we approach people and things. We need to sharpen up on our thoughts. We need to sharpen up on being inclusive in the body of Christ and not trying to take ourselves away from the body of Christ. We have to make sure that we are doing what God has called for us to do. We cannot just sit around waiting to walk into what God has for us. We're waiting, but we are still working. We're waiting, but we're acknowledging that God is getting ready to do something great, and we cannot let our head get so big that we think that we are better than other people. But God is getting ready. He is getting ready. He is getting ready to walk us into something greater than we can even imagine. Humility is a must. And if we don't have that humble spirit, if we are not able to walk in obedience, if we are not able to seek God and make our requests known and listen to what he is saying to us, if we aren't able to do that, then it's not going to work. God is preparing us. He is preparing us to do this great work. Each and every step of this process has been necessary for what we are getting ready to walk in. God has been preparing us and preparing us for years. And each and every step of the process was necessary. But just because God is getting ready to take us a step further does not mean that we have it all the way together. There are still some things that we have to work on. There are still some things that we have worked on, and things are going great, and we need to stay there. But then there are some things that we still need to work on. And so while we're in this season, we can work on those things and allow God to just take them and prune them off of us, allow God to cleanse us, to purify us, so that when we walk into that door, we don't have to walk in carrying any extra baggage, but we can walk in with the Holy Spirit ready to do what he has called for us to do. And so I tell you again, God has been blessing you. He has been blessing you. And when you are comparing your now season to your previous season, it seems great. But I tell you that this is only good. Greater is coming. Greater is coming. And so you have to be ready to walk into that door of greatness, walk into your door of purpose, walk into this next level that God is getting ready to take you in. The body of Christ needs it. What God is getting ready to do is going to profit the entire body of Christ. And we have to be obedient. We can't try to do this on our own. The Lord is preparing us. He has been preparing us. We cannot place God in a box. You can't, and don't allow other people to place God in a box in your life. Because if someone else, just because someone else doesn't understand or doesn't think that God can do in your life what he says he's going to do, does not mean that it's not going to happen. What God says he's going to do, he's going to do. And you don't put yourself in a box. Don't discourage yourself. If you messed up, if you have messed up, if you will mess up, we all mess up. Do not discourage yourself. Repent, get back up, and keep going. God is preparing us for greater. The question is, will you be ready to walk in that door when he opens it? Will you be ready? Will you be obedient when he calls you through that door? Will you come? Will you be able to receive the wisdom that he has to come towards you? Will you be humble enough to lay at Jesus' feet and make your request known? Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for the word that you continue to send our way, God. You continue to comfort us and encourage us with your word. You continue to equip and correct us with your word, Lord. I pray that as we are in this in-between season, Lord, as you are setting us up to walk into a greater purpose, Lord, that we continually humble ourselves, Lord, in your presence, God. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we watch our approach, Lord. Help us to approach people, things, and situations in the way that you would have for us to approach them, Lord. I pray that you give us wisdom to make our requests known, not only to you, Lord, but to some other people that may be in our lives, some people that you may have placed in our lives, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that as you are preparing us, I pray that we not think highly of ourselves, Lord, but that we humbly acknowledge that we are your servants, Lord, and we can only do this work because you have called for us to do it, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that as we are preparing to enter into this next season, God, I pray that we continually stay in your word, that we continually seek your face and allow your word to speak to us, Lord. And I pray that your Holy Spirit leads us and guides us in all truth so that we can do everything that you have called for us to do the way that you have called for us to do it. Father, we need you and we love you, God. We thank you and we praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApreCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.